This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR.
I'm Adam Clayton, and this is the 80s at 8. It's the week of April the 21st. And yes, it's your hour of great music from the 1980s. Now, first up this week is a song written and recorded by English synth-pop duo Erasure, released in September 1988. It was written by Vince Clarke and Andy Bell. The lyrics are a plea to a lover to show compassion and respect. The heavily synthesized instrumentation is accentuated by acoustic guitar and Andy Bell's vocal falsetto in the chorus. It was their 10th single and was taken from their third studio album, The Innocents. It is known as one of their signature songs, and the single reached number 4 on the UK singles chart and was Erasure's second consecutive top 20 hit on the US Billboard Hot 100, where it made number 14, and reached number 2 on the US Billboard Dance Club Play chart and number 24 in New Zealand. It's Erasure with A Little Respect.
Why you make me work so hard that you
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Erasure with A Little Respect from 1988. Up next is a song by American singer-songwriter Norman Greenbaum, originally written and recorded by him and released in late 1969 from the album of the same name. In June 1986, Doctor and the Medics reached number one on the UK singles chart with their version of the song, spending 3 weeks at the top. In New Zealand, the song reached number two on the singles chart, while in Canada, it peaked at number one for a week and was the fifth highest-selling single of 1986. The song has been certified silver by the British phonographic industry and platinum by the Canadian Recording Industry Association. It's Doctor and the Medics with Spirit in the Sky. This is the 80s at 8, and that was Doctor and the Medics with Spirit in the Sky from 1986. Up next is a song originally recorded and released by British band Frankie Goes to Hollywood. It was written by Holly Johnson, Peter Gill, Mark O'Toole, and Brian Nash, four of the five members of the band. It was released by the group as their third single. Initially issued as a single in November 1984 and taken from the debut album Welcome to the Pleasure Dome, The song followed its two predecessors, Relax and Two Tribes, to the top of the UK singles chart. It scored the band an early December number one. It was also a top 10 hit in several European countries, in Australia and New Zealand, and in Canada. It's Frankie Goes to Hollywood with The Power of Love.
I'll protect you from the hooded claw. Keep the vampires from your door. Feels like fire. I'm so in love with you. Dreams are like angels. They keep bad at bay, bad at bay. Love is the light, scaring darkness away. Yeah. I'm so in love with you. Purge the soul. Make love your goal. The power of love, a force from above, cleaning my soul. Flame on, burn desire, love with tongues of fire. Make love your goal. I'll protect you from the hooded claw. Keep the vampires from your door. Chips are down, I'll be around with my undying, death-defying love for you. Envy will hurt itself. Let yourself be beautiful. Sparkling love, flowers and pearls and pretty girls. Love is like an energy.
The power of love, a force.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Frankie Goes to Hollywood with The Power of Love from 1984. Up next is the debut single by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince from their 1987 debut album Rock the House. The song was released in November 1986. The music is built around a sample from the theme tune of the 1960s television series I Dream of Jeannie. It was featured in the 8th episode of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when Will and Carlton were battling over a girl. The lyrics, Nothing But Trouble, were re-recorded by Jazzy Jeff in Deep, Deep Trouble from The Simpsons' Sing the Blues. In the song, Will Smith warns his crew to stay away from young women and recounts some unfortunate but humorous experiences with them. In April 2016, after the death of Prince, MTV accidentally aired this music video during a Prince marathon. It's DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, and Girls Ain't Nothing But Trouble.
Don't mean to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. So next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhymes and get the hell away. Just last week when I was walking down the street, I observed this lovely lady that I wanted to meet. I walked up to her, I said hello, she said hey, you're kinda cute. I said yes, I know, but by the way sweetheart, what's your name? She said my friends like to call me Exotic Elaine. I said my name is the Prince. Then she said why? I said well, I don't know, I'm just a hell of a guy, but enough about me, yo, let's talk about you and all the wonderful things that you and I can do. I popped some cash in a little bit of time. I showed some cash, then the girl was mine. I took her over town, I wined her and dined her. She asked me, did I like her? I said, well, kinda. All of a sudden, she jumped out of seat, snatched me up by my wrist and took me out in the street. She started grabbing all over me, kissing and hugging, so I shoved her away. I said, you better stop bugging. She got mad, looked me dead in my face, threw her hands in the air and yelled out, hey! I got scared when she started to yell, so I handed her my wallet and ran like hell. I was ducking through alleys, right and left, but when the cops caught up, they almost beat me to death. I was arrested, charged with aggravated assault. But it wasn't my fault. Well, nevertheless, don't mean to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. So next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhymes and get the hell away. Friday night, cooling, watching a Mike Tyson fight. I was maxing and relaxing, sipping on tequila. When this girl walked up, she said,
hi, my name is Sheila.
I responded by saying hello. She paid for my drink and then said,
let's go.
20 minutes later, things were starting to cook. As we pulled up into a house, I said, I'm with you, toots. The music was soft and there was wine in the glasses. She started winking and making little passes at me. She grabbed me close and that's when she got bold. She started peeling up my back. I said, oh, your hands are cold. We went into her bedroom thinking up one thing, took the phone off the hook to avoid the annoying ring. I caressed her body and then I kissed her cheek, and that's when I observed those satin bed sheets. I felt that it was time for me to make my move. I thought I better hurry up before I busted the groove. I leaned down to kiss her, but then out of the blue, a door slammed and a voice said,
baby, where are you?
My boyfriend busted in, he grinned an evil grin and said,
boy, I'ma tear your butt limb from limb.
I was scared as hell, where was I supposed to go? I just yelled, Geronimo, jumped out the window. We were in a snowstorm and all I had was my underwear on to keep me warm. And to top the night off, had to break in my place because my keys were in my pants back on Sheila's bookcase. I was done sneezing and coughing. I hope this doesn't happen too often, but nevertheless, don't mean to bust your bubble. But girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. So next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhymes and get the hell away.
I don't know, man. I don't think they're really with it, man. I think you should give them another example. All right, give me a scratch. It's making funky right here.
I got a ring on my phone, May 5th last year. It was my girlfriend.
less than Molly Cox 14. Got the Bettys at 8. I was ready to jet until Betty's mom said, Betty's not ready yet. I sat there for at least an hour. It was 10 after 9 before she got in the shower. 9:35, she comes downstairs and said, I need a little longer to finish my hair. At 10 o'clock, we had been missed the show. She comes downstairs and says, let's go. Go where? Go to sleep, I'm gone. I was steaming like a demon as I drove home, but it just goes to show. Not trying to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. So next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhyme, just remember my rhyme. Take heed to my rhyme to get the hell away.
Man, first your parents just don't understand.
I know, word, man.
Then you had this crazy nightmare.
Why me? Why me?
What's next?
I don't know. It's not these girls, man. Well, you know how it is. Can't live with them. Can't live without them.
This is the 80s at 8, and that was DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. And Girls Ain't Nothing But Trouble from 1986. Up next is the second single taken from the album Agent Provocateur by the band Foreigner. The song was released in March 1985, and it was written by Lou Gramm and Mick Jones. All Music critic Brett Adams later called the song a terrific hit single, citing its catchy chorus and nifty synthesizer lick. Billboard described it as a gothic ballad and compared it to Foreigner's previous single, I Want to Know What Love Is. The single reached number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, and also reached number 4 on the Billboard Mainstream Rock chart and number 24 on the Adult Contemporary chart. It's Foreigner, and that was Yesterday.
I
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Foreigner, and that was Yesterday from 1985. Coming up after the break here on the 80s at 8, more great music of the 1980s.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
Welcome back to the 80s at 8. I'm Adam Clayton. Now, our next song is by English singer and songwriter George Michael from his debut studio album, Faith. It was released in December 1987 as the album's fourth single. The song reached number one on the US Billboard Hot 100 and number 11 on the UK singles chart. Additionally, it was a top five hit in Australia, Belgium, Canada, Iceland, Ireland, the Netherlands, and Spain, and reached number seven in New Zealand. The accompanying music video for this song depicts a relationship between a cab driver, played by George Michael, and a high fashion model, Tanya Coleridge. Various intercut flashbacks tell a backstory. George Michael and Andy Moorehan won Best Direction of a Video at the 1988 MTV Video Music Awards for the video. It's George Michael with Father Figure.
always telling this song.
His love is a kiss and a smile.
Just hold on, hold on, and I won't let you go.
Listening to the 80s at 8, and that was George Michael with Father Figure from 1987. Up next is a song written by Harold Faltermeyer and Keith Forsey and recorded by Glenn Frey for the American film Beverly Hills Cop. The song was released in November 1984. It was published as a single and as the sixth track on the album Beverly Hills Cop, original motion picture soundtrack. The song became a major hit single, reaching number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in March 1985, behind Can't Fight This Feeling by REO Speedwagon. It was also popular internationally, reaching number 2 on the Australian singles chart in 1985 and gaining peaks of number 8 on the Canadian singles chart, number 12 on the UK singles chart, and number 22 in New Zealand. In the United States, it is the highest charting solo single by any member of the Eagles. It's Glenn Frey, and the heat is on.
Chance you take.
This is the 80s at 8, and that was Glenn Frey and The Heat Is On from the 1984 movie Beverly Hills Cop. Up next is the second single by musician Howard Jones. It was released in November 1983 from the album Humans Lib, and it reached number 2 in the UK singles chart, becoming the singer's highest charting placing to date. In the US, it peaked at number 33 on the Billboard Hot 100. The song was originally entitled Love on the demo tape, which Howard Jones recorded in 1982, which itself was available at his gigs. The music video was filmed in Paris, France, and features Howard Jones walking around the city and a park. It's Howard Jones and What Is Love? Listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Howard Jones and What Is Love from 1983. Up next is a single from the New Zealand reggae band Herbs from the album of the same name. The song was released in 1987 and it reached number 9 in the New Zealand chart. The song was written by Dilworth Karaka and Charlie Tumahai with the American poet Todd Casella, who had moved to New Zealand and was a fan of the band. Dilworth Karaka calls it very much a family song. The video was made in Ruatoria so that the band could give support to the Rastafarian protests happening in the area. The video was shot by Lee Tamahori, the future director of Once Were Warriors. In 2001, the song was voted 80th most popular New Zealand song as part of the APRA Best New Zealand Songs of All Time. It's Herbs and Sensitive to a Smile.
No room for hate. Open up your heart, don't let them wait. Ooh, 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 ooh. Quality in life that's hard to find. Like a child with an open mind. Tenderness. Sensitive to a smile. Beautiful children have come into my life. Beautiful people, old, young and bright. Beautiful children longing for life. Worldly people take away the knife. For me and love for you. Ooh, la, 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 la. So make you stand and hold your ground. Maybe the world will turn around. Peace and love in harmony.
This is the 80s at 8, and that was Herbs with Sensitive to a Smile from 1987. This week's last song is a 1985 song by the English pop duo Go West. The song was released in May 1985, and it's from the album Go West. On the UK singles chart, it reached number 12, on the US Billboard Hot 100, number 54, in Australia, number 12, and in New Zealand, number 10. It's Go West and Call Me. You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Go West with Call Me from 1985. And that's it for the 80s at 8 for this week. Now, if you haven't already, make sure you check out our website at Manawatū People's Radio. Just go to npr.nz/show facebook.com/the80s at 8. Also, follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at Adam Claydon. So until next time, have a great week. Bye for now.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.